Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Rick Myers, who is co-owner of Myers Carpets and Flooring, based in Dalton. Rick, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
You've got big news. We ran on Floor Daily yesterday that you have acquired Nashville Carpet. Let me kind of set the stage for that just a minute, and we'll get into some details around Myers. Now, a lot of people know Nashville Carpet's been around for 40-some years, been run by Van Gilmore, and one of its advantages is it's right downtown. And Myers Carpet is a three-store. You have a location in Atlanta near Buckhead. You have a location in Dalton, a massive store in Dalton on Connector 3. And you also have a store in Nashville as well, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We had been talking to Van Gilmore for over a year, and Van was at the point of getting close to retirement, and he had sold his property there for a good portion of money, and he was going to have to be moving anyway. He had two daughters that weren't really interested in his business, so the timing of it was really great for us because we were able to buy his assets, and we're going to combine the Nashville Carpet Center into the Myers Flooring Nashville business and go from there.
Okay. All right. And so just a couple more things on Van Gilmore's business. You know, went in there several times. Most of the gentlemen in there were in their 40s or 50s and above. They wore ties. I'd say they're more traditional people. And I did a best practices on Nashville Carpets. It's in the November 2008 issue of Floor Focus. And he had said at that time that he was dialing back. He was coming in around noon, and he was letting each one of his sales professionals be somewhat of entrepreneurial, and at that time his business was about 40% residential retail and about 60% commercial. So that's what the business was like 2008. Has it changed much in the last?
No, that's pretty much the way it is now. There are 15 employees involved with that, and they had four retail salespeople and three commercial salespeople. So the large corporate Metro Nashville business and 60% of their commercial business made up Nashville Carpet Center sales. So it's a different kind of animal. Large jobs, you know, you have to buy the inventory and you have to pace yourself and are paid as you install it. So it involves lines of credit and things like that. So it's a different animal than we've done in the past, but we're hoping to learn a lot from Van and his people about how to do that.
So these businesses will actually complement each other, Nashville, then, because you pick up a little bit more share on the commercial side, and you already have a strong residential business, right?
That's correct. All three of our stores have workrooms, so we have air tables and sergers and binders, and Myers Carpet made a conscious decision years ago to go higher end, to separate ourselves from the normal Shaws and Mohawks, and Dalton has become a hub for that. Kane Carpets distribution centers here in Dalton. Stanton is just a couple exits down. Neurosons just a couple exits down. Kuristan's across about a mile and a half from my desk. So these high-end wool products and sisal products are just as easy to get as Shaw and Mohawk.
All right. So let's go a little bit through that background. If you look on your website, this Myers Carpet and Floors has been around since 57. It sounds like your father, Gene, started in Dalton buying remnants and got in the business. It wasn't too long you guys opened a store in Atlanta about the same time that a very affluent area called Buckhead was starting to take off, and that was a big part of y'all's business early on, wasn't it?
Yeah. The best business decision that my brother Ray and I made was to look outside of Dalton, Georgia, not build a big $2 million showroom in Dalton and wait for the business to come here. But we, 20 years ago, went to Atlanta. For the first 6 years, we just had a 3,000-square-foot showroom. But then we found a nice warehouse on Northside Drive, and, you know, we're able to start stocking inventory and that sort of stuff. But decorator business is a huge part of what we do in Atlanta, and Atlanta has become our flagship store over the years.
Yeah. Alpha Connector 3 in Dalton, you have a new massive building. How long ago did you build that?
My father built the very first carpet store on I-75 in 1971.
Yeah.
So it was a smaller building when he first built it, but I came back to Dalton in 1984, and my father had passed away in 1981 at age 53. So at that point it had a business for 20 plus years, and I was living in Atlanta doing another job, but it came back to Dalton, and then a year later my brother graduated from Auburn and he came back to Dalton. So we've been working since the 80s trying to build our business. Atlanta was a good move for us because it took us into Buckhead, and our workroom, we can make custom rugs for people, you know, the beautiful homes in Buckhead with hardwood floors, and you know, then later looked at Nashville and then decided to move our business there too. So it's all worked out really well for us. So we're happy with the decisions we made.
It sounds like you maybe been ahead of the curve on these custom rugs because a lot of people are getting them now. So all three of your locations have workrooms for making custom rugs, right, out of Broadloom carpet?
Right. It gives you much more options. You know, when you walk in someone's showroom, any sample you see, you know, in a 10,000 square foot showroom with tens of thousands of samples, any piece of carpet you see, you can order, and we cut it to the exact size. And also your inventory, any roll of carpet you've got, you can roll it out and cut an exact size rug. And so you can use those rolls for wall to wall, or you can use those rolls for custom area rugs.
So most of your business for Myers is on the residential replacement side, isn't it?
Yes, we just do the whole gambit. You know, we do anything from a 2x3 rug for your front door to, you know, a hotel, a $100,000 hotel. So we're just all over the place. But as I said before, I made a conscious decision to go higher end.
Yeah.
And at this point in time, we're the largest wool retailer in the Southeast United States, and we're one of the top 10 wool retailers in the country.
So what brands do you focus on in wool?
We have done $1 million plus business with Stanton for the past 2 years. We've been doing business with them for 20 plus years, but Godfrey Hirst is Australian made carpet, which is distribution centers 4 miles from my desk. So it's very easy to get, and we've built up a really good relationship with the Godfrey Hirst people. Sisal and Seagrass is a huge part of what we do. Rick Fields in Kansas City with Design Materials, you know, we just really have a tight 20-year plus relationship with them. We've got these wide canvas binding machines that can put a 3-inch piece of fabric around a sisal rug. We bring in 100-foot rolls of sisal and seagrass here in Dalton and chop it up into standard size rugs and then truck it to Atlanta and truck it to Nashville and sell, you know, pre-made rugs to customers too.
All right, so real quick back to this acquisition. When will all this pull together into one location, do you think, in Nashville?
We found a new space we're going to be moving into, but it's going to take some renovation, so it'll probably be about 3 months from now. So Nashville Carpet Center is just going to stay in their offices for a couple more months, and then the same with our Nashville, Myers Flooring Nashville store. We're going to do a 5-year lease. We were both going to have to move anyway, so now we're moving both businesses into one location.
And that's off Sidco Drive in Nashville, right?
Right.
All right, great. Well, Rick, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, been talking to Rick Myers, co-owner of Myers Carpet and Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.